On the 7th of October 2023, the brave Hamas warriors launched Operation Al-Aqsa Storm, breaking through the Gaza-Israel barrier and fighting their way through into nearby Zionist settlements and military installations. It is the first direct conflict of this scale within the Zionist boundaries since 1948. At least 3,000 rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip, and Hamas has killed around 900 Israelis so far. The Zionists have declared a state of emergency. They're in a state of panic and fear. They're captured soldiers can be seen terrified and cowering. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has declared,
"Citizens of Israel, we are at war and we will win. The enemy will pay a price like they have never known before."
Netanyahu has also stated that they will
turn Gaza into ruins. We will cripple them mercilessly.
The reality is Israel never saw this coming despite numerous warnings. A source within Egyptian intelligence said, "We have warned them an explosion of the situation is coming and very soon and it would be big, but they underestimated such warnings." In other words, they assumed that Gaza would be weak and incapable, as it always has been. They assumed that they would be able to brutally blockade and bomb Gaza, as they always have done, and they would be able to kill hundreds of women and children, destroy buildings, injure tens of thousands while Hamas throws one or two missiles back, and international news hypocritically claims that both sides are to blame. But that era is over. Celebrities are fleeing Israel. The Israeli currency has plummeted to an 8-year low. Hamas is targeting Israeli military commanders. And governments are rushing to evacuate their citizens. Ayatollah Sistani has said, "We call on all Muslims to come to the assistance of the Muslim people of Palestine and respond to their loud cries for help." He urged all Muslims to do their utmost to deter the aggressors, reclaim the usurped rights of Palestinians, and save them from Israel's onslaught. He added that the Islamic land of Palestine should be saved from the usurping aggressor. Hezbollah has not even officially joined the war yet, and God knows that when they do, the Zionists are going to have nowhere to run. As our dear beloved Sayyid in Lebanon said, "Wallahi, hi afwanu min bayt al-ankabut." And let me tell you, despite what Western media says, we should be celebrating, because Hamas is winning against the terrorist Zionist regime. A top Iranian advisor offered his congratulations. "We congratulate the Palestinian fighters," the Major General said, promising that Tehran will stand by their side until the liberation of Palestine and Holy Jerusalem al-Quds.
Mashallah!
The Zionists want to blame Hamas. They want you to think that because of the actions of Hamas, the people of Palestine are now suffering. Well, guess what? Israel has been making the people of Palestine suffer regardless of whether Hamas does anything or not. If they resist, they are punished. If they don't resist, they are punished even worse. And the reality is that the Palestinian movement is at its strongest today. Imam Khamenei said, "Today the Palestinian movement is more alive than it has ever been during these 70 or 80 years. Today the Palestinian youth and the Palestinian movement, the anti-occupation, anti-oppression, anti-Zionism movement is more energetic, more alive and more prepared than ever. And you can see this. And God willing, this movement will achieve its goals." The Honorable Imam Khomeini, may God be pleased with him, described the usurper Zionist regime as a cancer. "This cancer will definitely be eradicated, God willing, at the hands of the Palestinian people and the resistance forces throughout the region." To say that you support Palestine but you don't support their armed resistance is like seeing a fish in the jaws of a snake and saying that you support the fish but you want the fish to stop thrashing. No, the fish needs to thrash and flail until it whips its tail into the eye of the snake and the snake releases the fish from its jaws. Palestinians need to resist to exist. America has sent even more weapons, warplanes, and warships to deter Iran, Syria, and any country or militant group. But everyone knows nothing is going to deter Iran or the Axis of Resistance. At the same time, we should know that the Zionists and their supporters are trying to claim that Iran was behind Hamas's Operation Al-Aqsa. But this is inaccurate. Imam Khamenei says, those who try and say such things have not known the great nation of Palestine and have underestimated it. And we should also know that Operation Al-Aqsa Storm was absolutely necessary. It's the atrocious Zionist regime that is to blame. They are the ones who brought this on themselves. When they brew clouds of tyranny, rain down malice, and exceed the limits of cruelty, they should expect a storm. Netanyahu claimed after bombing mosques in Gaza, all the places that Hamas hides in and operates in, we will turn into ruins. He urged Palestinian civilians in the area to get out of there now. Yes, well, now every Israeli should take this warning and get out of there now. Get out of Palestine. This is Palestine, all of it. Regardless of what corporate American companies like Google will tell you, all of this area has been usurped by Zionists who attempt to call it Israel. In reality, all of this land belongs to Palestinians. This is the Gaza Strip, the biggest open-air prison in the world. The Zionists shoved all the Palestinian men, women, and children out of their own lands and into this tiny area before walling it off like a giant concentration camp. Imagine for a moment if Arabs invaded Britain, kicked all the people out of their houses, took over their land, renamed it Arabistan, and said, "We are the true people of this land," and then shoved the native people into a tiny area they named the Bristol Strip, where true native British people were forced to endure the worst kinds of oppression, treated like subhumans, controlled through security checks, and were routinely bombed, harassed, raped, murdered, and maimed by the invaders, while international news called them terrorists for attempting to defend themselves, and while the invaders carried out every manner of war crime against them. Nobody supported them. And every time Arabistan cut off their food or water supplies, every time Arabistan murdered the children of the Bristol Strip, every time Arabistan killed British people, they were supported by international politicians who said that Arabistan has the right to defend itself. This is precisely what the Palestinians have had to face for the past 70 to 80 years. Every conscious heart cries out that there are no people on earth today more oppressed, victimized, hurt, and unjustly treated than the Palestinians, whose very right to exist has been removed from the map of existence by the invading Zionists. They have been treated worse than animals. Even now, an Israeli defense minister stated, "I have ordered a complete siege on the Gaza Strip. There will be no electricity, no food, no fuel. Everything is closed. We are fighting human animals, and we are acting accordingly." The Israeli Zionists are the worst terrorists on earth. They believe they're God's chosen people and that all others are lower than animals. You never belonged here in the first place, and it does not matter if you have an American mob waiting outside to support you. We will fight you till our last breath, which is more than you're willing to do because Zionists are utter cowards. Your soldiers fight wearing adult diapers because they literally soil themselves on the battlefield. Netanyahu has disappeared. Nobody knows where he is. He's called on hundreds of thousands of Israeli reserves, and it's as if you can already see them running away and hiding. The Holy Quran states, "They will not fight you as a body in an open battlefield, and if they fight you, they will fight only in fortified cities or from behind walls." You cannot compare that to the Palestinians. They have seen too much brutality, too much pain, and too much oppression at the hands of the Zionist occupiers. Palestinians have warrior spirits. They are willing to give their lives for their freedom, and their hearts are united as one for that noble cause. They used to say that Palestinians fight like heroes. Now they say heroes fight like Palestinians. Before I came to Iran, before I understood Shia Islam, I was a supporter of Palestine. Because you don't need religion to understand that Palestine is on the right side of history. To understand that, you only need humanity. So anyone who talks about the two-state solution is deeply, deeply mistaken. Israel never was a state, is not a state, and never will be a state. That's like somebody breaking into your house, killing your children, and then saying, I'm ready to be peaceful with you. How about you have half the house and I'll have half the house? How about no? And if you break into my house and then your wife gives birth to a child in my house, it doesn't make it the house of that child. You and the generations illegitimately born on usurped lands need to get out. And the religion of Islam serves to confirm the truth that every conscious human being feels in their heart. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked about one who has taken land without right to it and built upon it, to which he replied, "The building is to be destroyed and the land returned to its rightful owner. The entire lineage of a wrongdoer holds no right." So it does not matter how many foreign Zionist settlers have been born in Palestine. It doesn't matter how many buildings they have built. None of it belongs to any Zionist occupier. So when they try claiming that Hamas are terrorists who are killing Israeli civilians, I don't see any civilians. Whether armed or unarmed, no Zionist settlers belong in Palestine. Israel is not a country, rather it is a terrorist garrison. If you forcefully break into my house, I don't care if you call yourself a soldier or a civilian, you're a dead man. The British had no right to give Palestine to non-indigenous Zionists. Imagine if another country, like South Africa, gave Britain to the Arabs. It's ridiculous. Therefore, it is Netanyahu and the Zionists who are endangering the lives of Israeli citizens. If you really care about them, get them out. Here's a two-state solution we can agree with. No, you don't like that, do you? But that's okay. If Americans don't like the idea of half their land being taken over by foreign Zionist settlers, then that's okay, because we're going to activate a credible peace process to ensure security throughout the region. Just sit right there while you get bombed, because we're negotiating a peaceful two-state solution. The Holy Quran warns us, and when it is said to them, "Do not cause corruption on the earth," they say, "We are but peacemakers." Their language is peaceful, but in reality, they are the worst kinds of creators of bloodshed, mayhem, and injustice. After 150 Israelis were captured by Hamas, Bahrain denounced them for the kidnapping of civilians. And the UAE's foreign ministry said that they are appalled by reports that Israeli civilians have been abducted as hostages from their homes. Funny. Why are you not appalled at the 5,200 Palestinians, including 33 women and 170 children, who are currently being held behind Israeli bars? More importantly, why are you not appalled at the 2.2 million people blockaded by Israel in the tiny Gaza Strip, which is effectively an open-air prison? Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, said, "The firm view of the Islamic Republic is that the governments that are gambling on normalizing relations with the Zionist regime will suffer losses. Defeat awaits them. They are making a mistake. As the Europeans say, they are betting on a losing horse. Today, the situation of the Zionist regime is not a situation that encourages closeness to it. Other governments should not make this mistake. The usurper Zionist regime is coming to an end." Brothers and sisters, dear comrades across the world, this is the beginning of a new world. Everything is about to change. Back in 2015, Imam Khamenei promised that Israel will not survive the next 25 years, giving Israel until 2040 maximum before it ceases to exist. People doubted this, and they still doubt this. But guess what? It looks like the fall of the Zionist regime is far, far closer. According to Al Jazeera, since 2008, 6,407 Palestinians have been murdered, while only 308 Israelis were killed. But after the launching of Operation Al-Aqsa Storm, it was reported that a whopping 800 to 900 Israelis had been killed, meaning that in just a few hours, Hamas killed almost three times more illegal Zionist settlers than have been killed in over 14 years. The tables have turned. We are living now in the age of victory. The oppressors, the tyrants and criminals are the ones who are going to be afraid, bombed, killed and attacked until the oppressed take back their rights. It is the enemies of Islam and the enemies of humanity who are now on the back foot and on the defensive. The reality is that the Zionists are angry. They are enraged because they have always wanted to dominate the entire Muslim region. They have always wanted to expand, but now it looks like their time in the Holy Land is coming to an end. That's why they're angry. And the Quran commands us to say, "Mutu bighayzikum." Those who are calling out for peace with the American-backed Zionist terrorist entity, which has hijacked the Holy Land and besieged the first Qibla of the Muslims, Al-Aqsa, those who are calling for peace with these bloodthirsty, child-killing cowards who hide in their bunkers and lofty corporate towers while carrying out genocide upon innocent Palestinians, those who call for peace with these mindless psychopaths should know that if there is no justice, there will be no peace. The Holy Quran says, so do not weaken and call for peace while you have the upper hand. Wallahu ma'akum. The code of Islam is very simple. La tudlimun wa la tudlamun. We are not allowed to oppress and be unjust to others, and at the same time, we are not allowed to tolerate being oppressed, browbeaten, and crushed. No one has been more oppressed than the Palestinians, and they have every right to defend themselves. They try making this into a Muslim versus non-Muslim issue, dividing us in order to conquer us. The reality is that there are innumerable Christians, Jews, people of other faiths and backgrounds who are ardent, die-hard supporters of Palestine. All of them are our comrades, because we do not see the world divided into Muslims or non-Muslims or any other division. As our dear beloved Sayyid in Lebanon said, today the world is divided into two camps, the camp of the oppressor and the camp of the oppressed. Every person whose rights have been trampled on by the interests of greedy corporations, every community which has been sidelined, marginalized and oppressed by the West, every nation that has been oppressed by American brutality are all on one side. And the other side consists of spineless, bullying, narcissistic, satanic, domineering forces which seek to dominate the entire world. The reprehensible American and Western governments. You think they care if you vote? You think they care about your rights if you can't afford to pay rent or gas because they're pumping your taxpayers' money into funding and arming Ukraine and Israel? You think they care about you? No. The only language they understand is the language of power. That's why every person who wishes to be free must learn to fight like the Palestinians, like the Iranians fought to overthrow the Shah back in 1979, like they fought for 8 years against Saddam Hussein in the Sacred Defense, like the Yemenis fought to secure their freedom against the Saudi regime. Then and only then will the enemies learn to respect you. In fact, the only time they don't attack us is when they can't afford to. That's why Israel hates it when the international communities boycott Israel. There are over 1.8 billion Muslims in the world. Almost one in every five human beings on the planet is a Muslim. Yet the Western world has no respect for Muslims and no respect for Islam. They will continue to invade our lands, kill our women and children, call us terrorists, spread Islamophobic propaganda and dehumanize us. They will continue to create, fund and arm terrorist groups like ISIS, Daesh in our lands. In their own lands, they will continue to ban the hijab, burn the Quran, publicize satanic verses and make vehement cartoons to insult us and demoralize us through sanctions and global media, which depicts us as barbaric, backwards buffoons. It was during the Islamic Golden Age and the Islamic Empire that the Muslims were bold, united, and strong. We created the best art, the most innovative ideas. We contributed the greatest science, mathematical wonders, and architecture, and flight, and medicine, and chemistry, and science, while working peacefully with Christians and Jews and other faiths. The Westerners began the Crusades and demolished us. They invaded the Muslim lands, they took over the Holy Land, besieged Jerusalem al-Quds, they stole all of our knowledge, Pretty much everything the West has today is thanks to what the Muslims and Eastern world did long ago. They have killed us, enslaved us, disunited us, turned Christians and Jews and Shias and Sunnis against each other, and then stood on our corpses in order to become rich and powerful and dominate the earth. Why should they respect us? Well, now a new era is beginning. An era of brotherhood, of science, of Islamic renaissance, of Islamic revolution, and the Islamic civilization is emerging. The collapse of Zio-America and the liberation of Palestine will be the start of a bright future, not just for the Muslims, but for the entire region and for the entire world. This is a promise from the Bible which states, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." And if you doubt this message, then know that Allah confirms it in the Holy Quran. Before this, we wrote in the Psalms, after the message, the Torah, the Gospel, the Bible, "My servants, the righteous, shall inherit the earth." When the righteous servants win back their rights and gain power, this will become a world full of wisdom, light, and justice. A world where people will be liberated from the usury, interest-based economic slavery of America. A world where bloodshed, horrific man-made diseases, biological, psychological warfare, profane and despicable sexually deviant ideologies, the objectification of women and disrespect, all will be a thing of the past, left to dwindle and gather dust in history books. This is not just another political event. The collapse of the Zionist regime and the liberation of Palestine is a catalyst for a worldwide change, not just on the geopolitical stage, but in the minds and the hearts of the masses across the world. This is something that affects everyone, wherever you are. Every living, breathing, conscious human being can sense that the world cannot go on in this way. There has to be some savior that will soon come and lead humanity towards justice. The Holy Prophet Muhammad said, "Al-Mahdi will reappear among the last ones of my ummah. Allah will quench him with rain. The land will bring forth its flora. Wealth will be given in full. Livestock will increase and the ummah will become great." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "When the awaited Qa'im, Al-Mahdi, appears, he will rule with justice. All tyranny will be taken away during his reign. All paths will be made safe. The earth will bring out its blessings and all rights will be given to its owner." It doesn't matter if you consider yourself a Muslim or a non-Muslim, a Shia or a Sunni, a Christian, a Jew, an atheist, a Sikh, a Hindu, a Buddhist, an agnostic. It does not matter, because if you consider yourself to be part of the camp of the oppressed, and if you're a supporter of Palestine, then you belong to that bright future. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "When Al-Qa'im emerges, many from among those who consider themselves to be with him will leave his command, whereas the likes of those who worship the sun and the moon will enter his service." So regardless of what your religion is, the criteria is a humanitarian criteria. Have you recognized that America is the great Satan or not? Have you recognized that the Zionists are pure evil or not? Anyone can say that they're a believer in this or a believer in that. Your proclaimed beliefs are irrelevant. Ultimately, the only thing that matters is whose side are you on? It's those enemies who try to divide us, who try to pitch Sunnis against Shias. But the reality is that when Benjamin Netanyahu was asked, "Who is the biggest enemy of Israel?" what did he say?
"What's the greatest threat right now that Israel faces?"
"Iran." "You want the three threats?"
"Give me the three threats."
"Iran, Iran, Iran."
Majority Shia Iran is the most steadfast and bold supporter of the majority Sunni Palestine today. President Bashar al-Assad is neither Sunni nor Shia. He is an Alawite. And while the hypocritical Western powers were all chanting "Assad must go" and funding ISIS Daesh in Syria and Iraq, it was Orthodox Christian Russia which helped Iran and the resistance to defeat ISIS. The Holy Quran states, and you will find the nearest of them in affection to the believers, those who say, "We are Christians." In Russia, Islamophobes are arrested for desecrating the Quran. In Russia, there are anti-LGBT laws. Well, no wonder the Western world is trying to target Russia and paint them as the criminals and evildoers. Meanwhile, the West is about as Christian as these European priests. And today, Western governments are supporting Nazis of the Ukrainian regime. Justin Trudeau apologized after a Nazi veteran was honored in Parliament. Apology not accepted. This is their reality. The same hypocrites who cite the atrocities of Germany against the Jews at the hands of Hitler are the same Western hypocrites who today support the Nazis in Ukraine. And at the same time, they use the Holocaust narrative to justify the existence of Israel. It's absolutely incredible. And if you're in the West and this is all unbelievable to you, if this is news to you, if you're thinking, how can my government possibly support Nazis? Well, then the Zio-American propaganda has been effective upon you. They are winning the information war against you. They are blocking your information. They are controlling the narrative. They are giving you the illusion of free speech and freedom of information. Wake up before you wake up on the wrong side of history. The side which is headed by the great Satan America is the side which is fueled through war, deception and tyranny, who is intent on rendering humanity to the depths of animalistic hedonism and breaking up families through radical feminism and taking children by their hands to lead them into the lap of the devil itself. With the collapse of Zionism, all of their system of corruption and all of their despotic ideologies of sin and degradation will come crashing down, regardless of what their mouthpieces say. Do you think the opinions of foolish politicians, of Western media mouthpieces, and complicit, submissive scholars for dollars matter? Watch all of them become irrelevant and their narratives change the moment a strong, united Islamic civilization rises and gains power. And by that time, all of the hypocrites will have already been exposed. With the collapse of the Zionist regime, all the tyrants are going to be vanquished one by one. Do you think Modi and the Hindutva are going to survive long in India? You think this clown is going to last long in Ukraine? You think the idiotic politicians in Europe and the monarchy in the UK is going to last? Do you think America is going to be the same? No! All of them are going to have to totally readjust and reanalyze their socio-political stances. Now is the time to let go of old grudges and divisions and unite on the front of revolution and resistance. Now is the time to liberate yourselves, for only then will you be able to liberate others. The enemy knows that they are on their last legs, and at this hour they are going to throw at us everything they've got. The British authoritarians are already talking about arresting people for waving the Palestinian flag. Already, doctored videos and false information is being shared by the Zionist platforms. They are going to activate their cancel culture, their shadow banning, their blocking. They are going to imprison us and attack us with everything they have. And wherever we are in the world, we have to have the courage to stand for the Palestinians, with the Palestinians, like the Palestinians stand. And we have to have sabr, patience, dear brothers and sisters, because in the end, we are going to come out of this victorious against all the enemies. Nasrun min Allah wal fathun qareeb. Whatever skills, talent, prowess, or power Allah has given you, dear brothers and sisters, use it for the sake of resistance in the way of Allah. Use it to bring down the oppressive regimes and to humble the Zionists. Bring them down economically, boycott them, assault them through cyberspace, hack their systems, besiege them ideologically, and fight them with everything you have. The Palestinians have shown us that even if you have nothing but a rock and sling to fight the enemy, then use that, like Prophet Dawood against the Goliaths of today. Because their time is over. إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. Every human being, wherever you are, whatever you believe in, every single human being on earth with a conscious, free heart should support Palestine, for the time has come. The Dajjalic system and New World Order has backfired, and the time is coming for a new world, which is not led by the satanic powers, but ruled by justice, by love, tolerance, mercy, mutual respect. The retribution of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is not going to leave a single one of their despotic tyrants alive or free on the face of the planet. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. 5 years ago we gave our goodbye message to Benjamin Netanyahu, but his swan song is taking too long. Netanyahu, know this, you will never be able to defeat Hamas or the brave Palestinian resistance. The mighty Hezbollah is ready and waiting to attack you from the north. The Saudis cannot save you. For the brave Ansarullah the Houthi resistance is ready in Yemen. Despite all the efforts of your allies, the resistant President Bashar al-Assad is still fighting strong in Syria. Ayatollah Sistani and the brave resistance forces of An-Nujba, Qata'id Hezbollah, and Hashd al-Sha'bi throughout Iraq are ready. The Zainabiyun in Pakistan is ready. The Fatimiyun in Afghanistan is ready. And America cannot do a damn thing because the IRGC, the Quds Force, and the brave, steadfast, and united nation of Iran is waiting to exact severe revenge against America for the murder of Shahid Qasem Soleimani, and that means that America's power is going to be completely eradicated throughout the Islamic lands. Our dear beloved Sayyid in Lebanon said, Inshallah, soon we will perform prayers in Baytul Muqaddas Masjid Al-Aqsa. We look forward to the day when we will pray behind Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself alongside Jesus alayhi salam in the Holy Land, inshallah. Remember Khaybar, soon you will have nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. Keep your eyes on the horizon because very soon you will see our flags. Netanyahu, since you are so insistent on staying in occupied Palestine, then I pray that may you stay until the day of judgment. Because very soon, inshallah, I will be with my comrades standing in a liberated Palestine, shoulder to shoulder with the Palestinians in our thousands, in our millions, and we will be looking down at your grave.